shall pray. The blessed eternal God will come before you all with humble hearts, mindful aware that without you there's nothing that we can do. So we give you glory this morning for spending our lives to witness another day of resurrection, commemoration of your resurrection. We are grateful for your care since the beginning of the week. We thank you for making provision for our needs, your protection, the blessings of your world. So many things that you have done for us. Thank you for the testimony of your people. We honor you. Thank you for making a way for us to come to your house. We commit ourselves to you this morning, Master Savior, that you help every one of us. This opportunity that you have given us again, Lord, to present ourselves before you, to stand before the mirror of the world. May you give us grace, Lord, to have discernment of ourselves, and that you will give us faith in our heart. For you have told us through your prophet that the rapture of faith lays in this message. Our Father, we pray that, Lord, you will accomplish this in the life of every one of us. Lord Jesus, every need here present, you know them, Lord, before today comes. You know the needs in the lives of each and every one of us. Father, Lord, we are asking, gracious Lord, that you give message to us today. Lord, and then reflect yourself, express your attributes. The attribute as a healer, the attribute as a savior, the attribute as a provider, the attribute as the present of the type of trouble. The attributes, Lord, our needs are calling for the expressions of those attributes. Lord, we are asking you, Eternal Father, that specially you will touch every one of us today. Lord, you will send strength to our weak body. You will quicken our mortal body. Lord, your spirit will quicken your word to our heart, Lord. Take control of the entire services. Jehovah, we pray you give us a true time of fellowship. Have your way, bless us, O Father, this morning. Bless us in the main service. Bless us in the evening service. At the end, let all the glory and honor be yours, Father. Don't let the devil cheat us. As we commit ourselves to you, we pray for revelation of your word. Master Savior, for it takes this for us to understand the mystery of God. Thank you, Eternal Father. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Praise be to God. Now we welcome ourselves again to this Sunday school. This morning we are going to read only Revelation chapter 21. Because that is where we want to emphasize. And also because of our time. Revelation 21. We're going to read the entire chapter. We're going to read the entire chapter. Revelation chapter 21. When I read to half of it, that's by 10, you can, about 15 verses, you can see that. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. And he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful.
And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and warmongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And there came unto me one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, Come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and a light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. Had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and all the gates 12, and at the gates 12 angels, and names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. On the east 3 gates, on the north 3 gates, on the south 3 gates, and on the west 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city, and the gates thereof, and the walls thereof. You can see that. From verse 16. And the city light for square, and the length is as large as the breadth. And he measured the city with the reed, 12,000 furlongs. The length and the breadth and the height of it are equal. And he measured the wall thereof, 144 cubits, according to the measure of a man, that is of the angel. And the buildings of the wall of it was of jasper, and the city was pure gold, like unto clear crystal. And the foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, and the third chalcedony, the fourth and emeralds, the fifth sardius, the sixth sardius, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth topaz, the tenth chrysoprasus, the 11th jacinth, the 12th and amethyst. And the 12 gates were 12 pairs. Every several gate was of one pair. And the street of the city was pure gold, and as it were transparent glass. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the heart do bring their glory and honor into it, and the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it, and there shall be in no wise entered into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever walketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. May the Lord bless the reading and the hearing of his word to our hearts. By the grace of God this morning, we've started this, but want to go deeper into it. I know that many of us may not comprehend, you know, what we have been talking about. So I have decided to create a model. I decided to create a model of what the prophet describes here. I mean, what the Prophet John. What Brother John described here and interpreted by William Branham. What we have seen here describes the first cross city, where that is the right name the prophet gave it, is the future home of the heavenly bridegroom and the other bride. That is the home where Christ and the bride will live in throughout eternity. The streets are made of gold. The wall of the city, not the fence. The wall of the city are of transparent gold. It's a sight to behold. It's not. It's not a friction. It's not a story in a book. This is what is going to be. This is coming. It's the promise of Jehovah. Because you will see, he told us those who are qualified to enter there and those who are not qualified to enter there. It is Jehovah that promises. It's not man. It might disturb our thoughts to say that how can a city be that large, 1,500 miles, that will rest upon this face of the earth.
Praise be to God.
By the grace of God, I intend to continue this in the evening. So don't go home. If you are the type that go home in the after the morning service, please, I will implore that you please don't go home. It is my desire that the Lord will give us all understanding, because an understanding of this will help us. When we understand the program, the plan of Jehovah God, as regards where we are going to live with Him, no wonder the Bible says, eyes have not seen, neither ears heard, neither has it come into the heart of men, what God has prepared for them that, you know, love Him, and the people that are predestinated.
It's a great thing. So, let's trust the Lord this morning.
When it is time, I will ask the deacons to help us out. Now, let us begin by looking at this. I want to begin to talk about the description of the city for squad from this future of hope, paragraph 294. And in the new earth, there is a new city. Oh my, now listen close. Don't forget this, that Jesus said in John chapter 14, He will go to prepare, let not your heart be troubled. When He's going away, I have a reason to go away. You have believed in God. He said, believe also in me. They couldn't see that He was God. He said, you have believed in God, now you believe in me, and I'm going to prepare a place for you. In my Father's house are many mansions. In my Father's kingdom are many palaces. Christ is there under the construction of this new Jerusalem. That new Jerusalem is under construction now. Now, listen close. Don't move. Don't miss this. Christ is in heaven today preparing the new Jerusalem. That's what He said in John chapter 14. Jesus, just as God created the earth in 6 days, made the earth in 6 days, or 6,000 years, as He said, be not ignorant. We read in the scripture, 1,000 years is one day. And Christ has gone and is preparing a palace, a place rather, that has been on His construction for many, many thousands of years, preparing a palace, a place. And if I go and prepare a place, I will come again and receive you, that where I am, there you may be also. Notice the Redeemer and the redeemed. Wish we had time now. I got to mark here Solomon quotation. This girl, the bride, oh, we just have to meet it. It's getting too late, see? I'll get it again. When he tried to get her, but she is engaged to a shepherd boy, some probably thought that was a song he sang, talking about Solomon. The song is, oh no, Solomon was the throne inherit of David on her. But show that that kingdom had to pass away. It was a type of Christ in love with the bride. See what Solomon was using in form of a song. Notice that Jesus said, John 14 now, go and prepare a place. Oh, that will, what will it look like? Did you ever think now, bride, what it will look like? It is prepared and designed by the divine architect. It is prepared and designed by the divine architect. What will that city look like? Now, we are going to talk about it for a few minutes. The divine architect has prepared it, designed it. And look, he has designed it with tender hands for his beloved bride. What is it going to look like? Could you imagine a man marrying a wife that is able? A man that is able, that has the resources available to him. That's the man that is able. How he builds and puts every little thing just exactly to a touch. To whose touch? To the wife's touch. A man that is able, that has the finance to put a house down because he's going to get a woman married. If he has the money, the problem you can imagine how he's going to put everything in place for the touch of that woman. What the woman likes, where she wants her kitchen to be, where she wants her room to be, the dining to be, the way the woman wants it. Because the woman wants the home. To a touch. Just what she would like. Now, the divine architect has designed the new city where he will live with his bride, just to a touch. No wonder the apostle said, eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, or neither has he entered into the heart of man. Let's see if we can probe into him just for a moment. See what it's going to look like. The divine architect has designed this for his beloved. See? Oh, what a place it must be. When the divine architect has designed it for a divine attribute that has been divinely predestinated by a divine God. Who is the author of divine life? What will that city look like? Think of it. Well, the prophet is trying to bring before us now the glory of this building. What will it look like? Remember, it is not in heaven. In other words, that city will not remain in heaven permanently. John said, I saw it coming down out of heaven. It is to be on earth. Amen. Now, back to Revelation chapter 21. We want to begin to bring it gradually. And I want you, if you have questions, if you have questions previously from where we are, I want to pen them down. We will answer your questions appropriately by, the way the prophet has taught us there. Because I noticed that I have encountered with some people. There have been some teachings in the past, I believe that might raise questions as we continue. Now, paragraph 270. Before I read that, we are coming back to Revelation chapter 21, so I'm going to make reference to some verses there. Paragraph 270.
And the breadth.
Okay. Okay, let me leave that out for now. Let's go to Revelation chapter 21 and see this verse. See, in Revelation chapter 21, verse 12 to 13, and verse 21, it says that the city has 12 gates. The city has 12 gates. In verse 14, the city has 12 foundations. In 21b, the city has a street. In 22, the city has no temple. Lord God Almighty and the Lambs are the temple of it. In verse 23, the city has no need of neither sun nor the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God this is light in it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. This is that we see the wall of the city. This is talking about the foundation, of it, that the foundation has, it has 12 foundations, it has 12 gates, and it has a wall of a certain dimension as we have it here. Praise be to God. And now we come to the dimension of the city itself. In that paragraph, 365. Now listen really close while we draw these dimensions. We started this last Sunday. I want to erase the blackboard just a moment. Here is a deep revelation from God. So, now here is a deep revelation from God means that beyond what is written, there is a communication with the prophet for a better understanding of the first class city. Are you with me? Now, the prophet, we all know that he doesn't say this if God has not revealed it to him. And that what makes the difference from what any denomination a man can teach. It is this revelation. And that what makes it a revealed thing, which is part of the seventh seal. So, what the prophet begins to talk about here is what is revealed to him in the light of what is written in Revelation 21. Alright? Here is the deep revelation from God. Here, I will just stop here. He will talk about a very brief part of it. You see? None of this order, I will bring the rest of this book, the Lord willing. Notice now, the act. You turn over into the book of Revelation, you can see how he measured it by the cubits and by the followers. 20. The city is measured 1,500 miles square. You know how far that will reach. I measure it off this week. It will reach from Maine to Florida and from the eastern seaboard to 600 miles apart, west of the Mississippi. Yes? In other words, half of the United States just for this city. And last Sunday, I was telling you that you cannot compare the United States with Nigeria. United States is a continent. When Nigeria is a country, Africa is a continent, just like United States of America is a continent. And you know how many countries in Africa? Are you with me? I'm speaking authoritatively. So, United States of America is a continent, comprises several countries, and they combine together to form a united nation. That's what they call the United States of America. States of America. So all the states, they unite together to have a president, and that's why they are so powerful. It's not like Nigeria. That's what they didn't want Gaddafi to achieve. Because he wanted to organize the Africa to also have a united president, to be a United States, so that there will be a single president. It can also be powerful. And the Western world, they saw that. They didn't allow that to happen. Because they know if that happened, they won't be able to do anything about it, that Africa will rule the entire world. Because of the resources in Africa. Now, Brabham said, this city alone is foursquare. Are you with me? I will not rush. Because the reason why God revealed to the prophet is for us to have understanding of it. Now, it is four square, all right? Let's see. Where are we? You see, there is no room. Paragraph 269. When the sea is gone, there will be. You remember Revelation chapter 21 says that there is no more sea. All the oceans, Atlantic Ocean, Pacific Ocean, all the oceans will dry. Because the fire of God, we ignite all of them. You know, H2O is combustible. Yes. And that is why when there is fire inferno, you don't just use ordinary water. You know? Water itself is fire because of the elements that it contains. Oxygen.
you know.
And so,
the prophet said the fire will leak everywhere, and there is not going to be sea any longer. And the surface of the heart will have been nourished, but everything will look plain for the city
to see.
It's going to cover half of the United States. 1,500 miles this way, 1,500 miles this way, 1,500 miles this way, 1,500 miles this way. Now let's move forward.
When the sea is gone, there will be, because pretty near 4 feet of it is water. That is the earth that we dwell in. 4/5 of it is water. So it's just 1/5 that is continental,
that we are living on. That is solid path upon which you can build houses, the rock, the soil, the sand, and whatever you can talk about. The solid is 1/5 of the entire heart. The remaining 4/5 is water.
So that's right. The explosion dries up the sea, erupts the earth.
Oh my, remember 1500 miles square. What a city.
But remember, the sea is gone. And the breadth and the length are the same.
Okay?
In other words,
that will make it 1500 miles this way, 1500 miles this way, 1500 miles this way.
The length by the breadth by the height.
1500 miles.
Think of it.
Transparent gold. And the city had a wall around it.
Now, that doesn't necessarily mean by being equal, I said,
and the walls and the foundation were equal.
That doesn't necessarily mean that it's a cube or square.
Are you following that?
It doesn't mean it's a cube.
This is working. You know, like I drew the other time, I'm going to bring the model up. Well, those who appreciate what you call the 3D, we understand what I'm trying to do. Let me just lift this out. I'm trying to draw a box. A box. So let's say this. Yeah,
this is length.
This is breadth. Are you with me?
No.
And then here is the height. It's also equal. That's what the prophet
said. He said, it is not a cube.
If it is a cube, this will also go, and this will also be equal. This will also go, and this will also be equal. This will also go, this will be equal. This will also join this, this will be equal.
If it is a cube.
The prophet said, it's not.
Are you with us? It is not a cube.
This is like a sugar.
The sugar that we have.
You get it? The sugar has four faces. And that's a cube.
Are you getting it?
This sugar that is in a box that we used to use in those days, that you carry one and put in your garden.
Before it break, it takes a lot of time.
St. Louis.
Yeah.
So it's not the prophet saying it is not a cube,
nor a square,
but the base is a square.
Okay,
the base is a square. There is another geographical measure that the dimensions are the same. That is a pyramid. That is a pyramid.
In other words.
Did you get what I? How many of you got what I just drew now?
All right.
You could see a pyramid there.
Is that not?
Okay. So let me clean that. So let's. Well, our time is up.
Almost up.
But bring the one that discovered.
I have a model that I want to present it.
I hope I can have a table.
Yeah, that one that I discovered. Please turn it down. Turn it down. Turn it down. Turn it down. Yeah. I'm bringing it. Professor, do we have anybody with a protractor? We don't have. I will ask Bro Majason, Bro Principal, and then Bro Bat to come and take measurements of this. Please remove. I just used to cover it. I want to unveil it. Yes.
Just do quick. Do quick. Not only this, including the body. Bro Bat,
let me join him. Don't worry. Well, in the afternoon, they will do the measurements. Yes.
In the afternoon.
Yeah. Yes, it's it. Just remove it. No. Don't worry. I'll tell you what you are going to measure. Remove the. Yeah, remove it. What I did here is that. What you are looking at, why I cover it like this, is that this is wall of transparent gold. Wall of transparent gold. Are you getting it now? This is it. This is the way it stands. From here to here is equal.
From here to here is equal.
From here to here, they are all equal. Are you getting me now? That's what the prophet is describing, that there is another geographical dimension that is the pyramid, but it's not capped. Okay? Now, put it down. In the by God's grace, I will get protractor. You will measure the angles, because it's constructed with an angle. Okay, you measure the length, everything, because it is exactly what the prophet says here that you are looking at. This is just a model of the first capacity. I'm not qualified to do that, but for a better understanding, that we might have it, this is what you are looking at. This is the model. So you can put it down and go back to your seat. Yeah, put it there.
No, just put it there. Here.
Let me just read this and then. There's another geographical measure that the dimensions are the same, that is a pyramid first square. You get it? A pyramid first square. So it's the pyramid with first square base. Light first square. And the walls were the same. Let me draw you. See, length, breadth, height. We are going to get into something as sure as the walls. See? Notice the dimensions of the angles is equally the same. Dimension of the angle is equally the same. All of them, length by breadth. There is another measure, the pyramid, that proves it.
The Lord bless us. Let's bow down our heads. In the evening, by God's grace, we'll continue from here. God bless us, sir.
Blessed Lord, we are happy that your grace has made it possible for us to see the beginning of another week. We cannot appreciate that. Thank you for another week, the beginning of it. But then to thank you first for the week that ended yesterday. The great and mighty things you have done in our lives, your cares, your protection, your provisions, all that you have done for us. Your blessings upon us in our personal studies and family altars and the services in the church. We are very grateful to you. This morning again, you have made it possible for us to come, and we are here, and the portion of your word is being expounded unto us. We thank you because this is not a geography book, it's not a nursery book, or a mathematical book. It is your word, and we are made to know how the word came about. It's called Thus Says the Lord. We know even an earth will pass away, but a joint of your word will never pass away or fulfill. Thank you for the plans that you have made known unto mankind in that book. As common as the book is, it contains, oh God, your entire program. We are grateful that we are part of those that you have called to have understanding of those things that are written therein. As this thing is being expounded unto us, Lord, may we rejoice with joy and gladness, may we receive those things. Lord, may they encourage us more than ever before, oh God, Lord, to serve you all the days of our lives. Thank you, our Father. Blessed be thy holy name. We are happy to know that you are preparing a place for us that we will dwell with you eternally. Take all the glory and honor. There is nothing the devil can do about that. There is nothing anybody can do about that. What you have decided to do, you will do. Thank you, our Father. We are very happy that you have made us to be what we are. Take all the glory and honor. Replenish your servant that you have used at the rest of your servants. Thank you, our Master, as we look unto you for more of your blessings in the rest of the services of the day. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we pray with all faith and thanksgiving. Amen.